Welcome to This Week in Palestine, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 24th to the 30th, 2011. Palestinians commemorate the third anniversary of the war in Gaza, which claimed the lives of more than 1,500 Palestinians, as Israeli settlers and military step up attacks in the West Bank and especially in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank, where a number of Palestinians and international solidarity activists were wounded and several others were detained in numerous anti-wall protests taking part in a number of West Bank villages. In their weekly protest, the villagers of Kfar Kaddoum near the West Bank city of Nablus organized a march joined by hundreds of residents and international supporters. Israeli soldiers suppressed the protest by firing a number of tear gas canisters and concussion grenades at them. Several were wounded as a result of this and were treated by field medics. Protesters raised Palestinian and Fatah party flags to commemorate the 47th anniversary of the establishment of the Fatah party. In the village of Al-Masara near Bethlehem, Israeli troops detained Irene Nasser, aged 35, from Nazareth, in addition to an international supporter who was at the protest. Likewise, in Kfar Kaddoum, protesters celebrated the 47th anniversary of Fatah. Protesters also chanted slogans calling on the United Nations Security Council to approve the Palestinian bid of statehood submitted last September. In the meantime, in the village of Belain near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, one resident was wounded and dozens suffered tear gas inhalation after the gas was fired by the Israeli military to suppress the protest. Hundreds of local, international, and Israeli protesters joined the march and chanted slogans commemorating the third anniversary of the Israeli war in Gaza 2008-2009, during which around 1,500 people were killed in the 21-day assault against the besieged coastal strip. Mohammed Al-Khatib, aged 19, was wounded when a rubber-coated steel bullet struck in his neck. He was transferred to the hospital for treatment. Some protesters wore Santa Claus costumes and sent Christmas greetings to those celebrating Christmas in Palestine and the rest of the world. At the town of Qalandia near Ramallah, the Fatah Party organized a march to commemorate its 47th anniversary, where protesters chanted slogans and waved Palestinian flags. Israeli troops fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the protesters, causing dozens to choke. Later, an Israeli military unit invaded the village looking for protesters, however, no arrests were reported. Israel imposes more restrictions on Arab members of Knesset and the U.S. to resume funding of the Palestinian Authority for the year 2012. IMEMC's Doris Norito reports.
On Tuesday, Likud party member of Knesset Danny Dannon presented a draft of a new legislation that calls for the firing of any member of Knesset who refuses to recognize Israel as a democratic Jewish state. The measure also includes organizations that are considered hostile and terrorist. The Knesset had also passed acceptance committees, legislation that allows Jewish communities in Israel to pick and choose who lives there. The legislation mainly targets the presence of Arabs, especially in the Negev and Galilee. It also targets single-parent families and same-sex couples. Also on Tuesday, Israeli authorities said it will open the Karm Abu Salem, also known as Karm Shalom, crossing to allow some basic materials to enter into the besieged Gaza Strip, Palestinian media sources reported Thursday. The Milad News Agency reported on Tuesday that the head of the political bureau of the Hamas movement, Khaled Mashal, stated that the Hamas supports the Syrian president Bashar Assad, Mashal commented, as he supported the Palestinian resistance and the Palestinian people in every possible way. On Wednesday, December 28th, the Israeli municipal government for the city of Jerusalem approved the construction of an additional 130 units in Gilo settlement near Bethlehem. This action follows the previous approval of over 1,000 new settlement buildings in the West Bank and 650 in East Jerusalem. A report on Thursday stated that as Palestinians commemorated the third anniversary of a massive Israeli invasion of the Gaza Strip on Tuesday, the Palestinian Prime Minister in Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh, called on the Arab League nations to show support of the people of Gaza and push for an end to the five-year-long siege that has devastated the Gazan economy. In the meantime, the U.S. Congress passed a bill to continue the financial support of the Palestinian Authority for the year 2012. A statement by the U.S. Department of State said that the U.S. would resume funding to the PA to avoid the collapse of the Palestinian security apparatus, which, according to the statement, will reflect negatively on the security of Israel. In a previous statement, the U.S. Congress passed a bill to freeze $200 million in direct aid to the PA. However, they released these funds with a precondition that the Palestinians do not apply for membership at other UN organizations. The U.S. also said this week that it will impose sanctions on Palestine if it passes the vote for full UN membership at the UN Security Council. For IMEMC News, this is Doris Marito.
Dozens have been arrested across the West Bank, including four children and a university professor. And the third anniversary of the invasion of Gaza, Operation Cast Lead, is marked by airstrikes and attacks in the Gaza Strip, which has resulted in two deaths and scores of injuries. IMEMC's William Gibson with the details.
Friday 23rd, just 2 days before Christmas Day, saw another round of protests and attacks in the village of Belain, whereby Palestinians, Israelis and internationals came together to protest the Israeli annexation wall and settlements around the village. Protesters carried Palestinian flags and two dressed as Santa Claus, ringing small bells in honour of the Palestinian Christians. Baton rounds, stun grenades and tear gas were used to disperse the crowds. On Tuesday, Mohammed al-Talabani, aged 13, was injured after being struck in the foot by a live round. Earlier on in the day, the Salah al-Adin Brigades, the armed wing of the Popular Resistance Committees, engaged the Israeli army after they had moved into the area. Later, Mohammed was struck by a bullet fired by an Israeli soldier and moved to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital. Later that same day, one Palestinian was killed and 11 were wounded after Israel launched two separate strikes only hours apart. A jeep was hit, with the Israeli army stating that the intended targets were resistance fighters. And a motorcyclist was hit in Jabiya, who was a member of Islamic Jihad. Israeli police discovered that those responsible for the attack on the Israeli military base on December 12th were students at the Markaz Harav Yeshiva School and were led by a West Bank settler on a hired bus. They picked up old tyres and gasoline en route and proceeded to break into the base, lighting fires and vandalising buildings. On Wednesday, an Israeli naval ship attacked the Oliver boat, which hosted a group of international observers and the Palestinian captain of the Civil Peace Service, Gaza. The naval ship sailed around them, causing waves which threatened to capsize their small vessel. Despite being protested to stop, the Israeli ship passed just metres away, which with the resulting wave ejecting the captain into the sea, where he suffered an injury to his leg. The Israeli ship left after 20 minutes. On Thursday morning, Israeli fighter jets shelled two locations, which the Israeli Air Force claims were sites used by Palestinian fighters to train and fire into Israel. Prior to the airstrikes, four Palestinian homemade shells were fired into the Negev desert. No injuries were reported in either incident. Israeli security forces arrested prominent right-wing Jewish activists in the West Bank settlement on Thursday over allegations of monitoring the movement of Israeli soldiers in the area. Administrative detention was approved by the Israeli PM and is being imposed on the settlers in a step to combat the increased number of attacks on Israeli soldiers, but he rejected a recommendation to label them a terror group. This morning, Friday 30th, one Palestinian was killed and five were injured after the Israeli army shelled an area east of Gaza City. The wounded men, who were farmers working their land, have been taken to a nearby hospital. The deceased, confirmed as Mawim Abu Daf, is reportedly a member of an Islamic Salafist group, Jund Ansar as-Sunnah. For IMEMC News, this is William Gibson.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in 2012. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.